Okay, so how do I feel? I feel grounded in this moment. I feel also just upset with the world, you know? Free Palestine, free the Congo, free Sudan. In any other countries enduring this absolutely unacceptable stuff. Yeah, and really prayers for the world. I want to start with that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me yet again for another episode. I hope that you are able to put things down physically, emotionally. And I promise, I ain't gonna hold you for too long. I just got some things to say, and I want you to receive what you need. And, I'm receiving what I need through this too, Reflecting, documenting, connecting with y'all. This is amazing. By the way, you can you can submit a voice message and give me some feedback and hear yourself on the show. So please hit the links in my the Nude Pod bio and submit something because I want to hear from you. It's great. It's great. I hope you've been respecting yourself. I have definitely been putting it into practice as much as possible and really mostly just giving myself the space to feel, the space to acknowledge what I'm experiencing, the space to have thoughts and emotions about it all. We be trying to figure everything out, but sometimes it's important to just feel. So don't forget to feel. There are moments to take action quickly, and then there are moments to sit, receive, download, experience. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I say all that to say though, more merch is coming soon, and I'm really excited because I think it's gonna be just really reflective of the space that I've been in. And I feel like it's just gonna be really relatable and fly. So, stay tuned, okay? What else did I wanna share with y'all? Definitely want to let you know if you've been feeling exhausted to honor it. I think I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, maybe, but like there's a lot. I don't know about y'all, but prices rising, global crises, personal issues, that you gotta like maintain stuff and be responsible for things. So, like, it is difficult, and I just want to validate you in that. And like, remember to intentionally place pockets of like fun and joy wherever you can, whatever that looks like. Small, large scale, like whatever it has to be, but like drop them in intentionally. And also be proactive about rest. If you got a lot to do the next day, maybe the day before is intentionally slower. Like, of course, do what works for you at the end of the day, but like, this is working for me right now, and I feel like it would be a disservice to not share that. Things can be heavy, and we can't just ignore them. We have to face the things that are happening. We have to, contribute to resolve. It's just, we have to personally and, community connected. Like, yeah. But be gentle with yourself. That's really been the theme as I feel everything is like, yo, you don't gotta judge yourself for having this experience. Like, you're having it, and now what, But you don't gotta spend the time being like, oh, you dramatic, or oh, you doing too much, or oh, you avoiding this. Like, nah, like, hold on. Hold on. take your time and lean in to support y'all. Like, let's show up for each other, for real, for real. I urge you, if you're listening to this today, call a friend that maybe you haven't checked in with recently. Call a family member that maybe you've been thinking about but haven't reached out to. You know, do something. Do something. You know, make it happen. Be intentional. And show some love to yourself, too. It was so wild. Like, me and my community, we had a conversation, I want to say last week, where we were asking each other, like, what does it look like to celebrate ourselves? And when I tell y'all we got stuck, we was like, huh? You know, we had to sit and think on it for a week and come back to each other. But like, because, you know, for me, I love to get my nails done. I go get massages. I treat myself, okay? But it's all like really proactive self-care. I know that when I get massages, I know that when I get my nails done, I know that when I have time to myself and talking to God and just different intentional things, that is proactively taking care of myself and just preparing myself for life every day. You know, so I don't necessarily consider that celebration. I'm gonna do that anyway. But like, celebrating your accomplishment, celebrating your growth, celebrating your self-awareness, you know, celebrating all of your progress, what does that really look like? And we was like, oh no. But and you know, a lot of us came to the answer of rest. But again, I urge us to think about, you know, that's totally a fair answer, but I urge us to think about rest as a proactive measure. I really do. It doesn't have to be earned. You don't have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G before you can rest. Like, nah. Nah, nah, nah. You can rest beforehand because you know you're going to need some extra energy to accomplish this thing. It takes some, you know, rearranging and getting used to that way of, like, operating, but just a thought, just something to consider. I hope it's helpful. I am going to guide a meditation on here, y'all, just because I feel like we need it. So if you're into it, please stick around. If you want to share this with someone who could use meditation as well, who, you know, may be interested in just connecting with themselves, making room for a pause, things like that, feel free to guide them here. But if you're interested in community, we have great conversations in there. The link is in the show notes and also in my bio. So it's called Mind Your Magic. You can also access it on my website, tythewordsmith.com, to sign up. But yeah, I mean, I'm really hopeful. I'm really grateful. I'm really present. Oh my goodness. I'm noticing everything and feel everything. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming, you know. So again, I drop pockets of just fun and less thinking. You know, sometimes you just got to be so in your body instead of in your head, you know. Really hear what I'm saying on that, all right? If you heard something today that really resonated with you, please let me know. Let's talk about it. You know, hit me up on Twitter, Instagram. I think I'm a little more active on Instagram and TikTok maybe. So, but either way, across the board, I'm at Ty the Wordsmith. I love to see what you're resonating with, what's connecting with you. So talk to me about that. And of course, you know, if you want to work with me, I got a couple new things. You know, I'm excited. Check my services out. The link is in my bio. I've got some personal branding available. If you've been interested in how I market myself, I also do that as my day job. So I'm very experienced in that arena. And also, of course, energy readings, manifestation, energy mapping. Check me out. Check me out. It's a vibe over here. So, yeah, if you love it here, tell somebody, drop a review, share it. Like, thank you so much for being present with me and just taking this walk with me. Because, you know, it'd be a little wild out here, but we have each other, and we will continue. All right. So let me know something. If you really, really love it here, feel free to give me a little tip. It definitely goes towards my content creation. It goes towards my energy levels, you know, goes towards bills. Everything is taking care of things. So, you know, if you really rock with me, go ahead and hit the link in my bios as well, because you can become a monthly supporter. You can just donate, whatever works. All right. Stick around for the meditation. Let me, you know, help you fill your cup today. And thank you so much for being here. Stay lifted. Stay in love. I will see you again soon. Peace. So much for sticking around for the meditation segment. If you are new here, please know that you can take what resonates and leave the rest. If there is a space where you want to vocalize your own intention and add that to the mix, please do. This is our space. Okay, and I hope you get exactly what you need from it. This is going to be a brief gratitude meditation. So please grab anything that's going to help you immerse yourself into the experience. If it's a blanket, a pillow, a friend, sage, a candle, a journal, whatever's going to help you fully be here and get what you're supposed to get, okay? Feel free to pause this really quick to grab your items, or we will jump right into it. I want you to begin by just noticing your environment, noticing your body, and of course, noticing your breath. Each breath that you take, is it short or long? Does it feel full or incomplete? Does it feel clear or a little bit cloudy or rocky? You don't have to judge the breath, but just noticing, observing. If it's safe and comfortable for you to do so, I invite you to take deeper breaths. You can place your hands over your chest or over your belly just to kind of feel how that breath is moving your body. Your breath will be your anchor throughout this practice, because the mind will wander naturally. That's what it does. And anytime you get too far with that, you can always come back to the breath and refocus. No need to worry about the perfect way to meditate. I just ask that you open up your mind, your heart. You hear me, and you take what you're supposed to take. Allowing those deeper breaths to slowly begin here, just elongating them, welcoming in gratitude on the inhale, and pushing out anything that doesn't serve us on the exhale. Maybe you've got some clenching and tightness in the body. Feel free to breathe deeply into those spaces as well. That'll be very important for your relief. And let's get started. Gratitude for family, for connection, for the ability to self-educate, for our senses, for our resilience. Gratitude for peace and patience. Gratitude for nature, for the sun, for the moon. Gratitude for nourishment, communication. Gratitude for the ability to communicate well, even non-verbally. Gratitude for art and all of the dynamic ways we're able to express and articulate our thoughts and emotions. Whether it be a film,
a drawing, an outfit. The fact that we're able to express ourselves is amazing. Gratitude for curiosity. Gratitude for perspective. Gratitude for resources. Gratitude for a warrior spirit. Gratitude for laughter. Did I say that already? Oh, so much gratitude for laughter. It is truly healing. Gratitude for self-awareness. Gratitude for a healthy mind, healthy heart, healthy body. Gratitude for trusting my path. Gratitude for trusting my gifts. Gratitude for the gifts and the path in the first place. Gratitude for people who get it. Gratitude for the people who get me. Gratitude for courage, even if it comes in waves. Gratitude for the ups and the downs. Gratitude for breaking chains and curses. Gratitude for the ability to start fresh. Gratitude for the ability to slow down. Gratitude for the ability to know who I am. Gratitude for letting go. Gratitude for safety. Gratitude for confidence. So much gratitude. I urge you in this space to think about some things that maybe you've overlooked. Think about the ways in which you are in the middle of answered prayers. Maybe just acknowledge how far you've come. Give yourself some room. Give gratitude room. And just a loving reminder that you are enough every single day. Even when you feel like you don't know enough yet, even if you feel like you're not doing enough yet, there is always, always a way forward. And not just a way forward, but one that is coded in integrity. I hope you continue to choose love, integrity, connection, and vulnerability. If this was for you today, please tell me about it. Again, at me, everything in the show notes, everything in my bios, on my website. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon.